Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate you joining us here on our Face to Face podcast. We have with us today, our guest is Alex Call. Alex Call is the center fielder for the Washington Nationals. He was drafted in the third round of the 2016 Major League Baseball draft out of Ball State University. And he was also a player for the Cleveland Guardians. And then in August of 2022, he was claimed off of waivers after the Guardians put him on waivers, and he became a member of the Washington Nationals, where he is currently. We spent some time in the Cincinnati Reds dugout a few days ago, had a chance to talk to Alex and get to know him a little bit more. Actually, this interview was supposed to happen a number of years ago. In 2020, we were scheduled to go to Phoenix, be it spring training. Alex and I were going to get together, but we got shut down by COVID. And then, of course, for 2 years, you really couldn't do anything because even the most professional, even the high-profile networks couldn't get to any players unless you did it by Zoom. And we didn't have the chance to do that, so we didn't have a chance to put this interview together until just recently. And we spent some time with Alex and really glad to do that. So coming up is our podcast on our podcast with Alex Call. Hope you enjoy it. And after we're finished with that, we'll come back and have more. You are listening to Face to Face. All right, welcome to the Face to Face podcast. Our guest today is Alex Call, the outfielder with the Washington Nationals. And Alex, I'll tell you what, baseball's hard. And, you know, I know that you had you signed to the third round, 2016, and signed by the Chicago White Sox. It's taken 6 years to get here, and it has to have been a little frustrating somewhere along the way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if frustration is the right word. Mostly just I think you have to persevere and have trust and trust in God's plan for your life and trust in your abilities and yourself. You know, baseball's a tough game. Everybody's got a different path to the major leagues, and everybody's got a different path in their life. So no matter what, you have to keep your head up, keep grinding, and, you know, believe in yourself. And then ultimately, you have to, you know, have trust in your own, in your faith in Christ that no matter what, he's going to take care of you, whether baseball ends up working out or not. I know that I'm going to have an amazing life. And, you know, I have all the promises that are listed out in the Bible waiting for me. So, you know, that's the ultimate thing, is understanding that you got to have peace in your daily life, no matter in your minor leagues or in the big leagues, because there's always going to be another hit that you want, or another level that you want to get to, or another all-star status or whatever. So you got to have peace and joy and contentment in each moment.
I know that baseball, as we said, is a little different animal than some sports, because you can have success and you're drafted, and then you get sent to places that sometimes maybe are a little out of the way. I think you were at Great Falls, Kannapolis, places like that. And then you got hit with the COVID, as we all did. How frustrating was that to just when you were ready to go? In fact, a few years ago, we were ready to have this interview, and COVID shut down spring training. What emotions did you have to go through when you found out there was no spring training, no minor league season?
Yeah, COVID was a tough one for me because I didn't get to play at all. I wasn't at the alternate site that they were doing that year. You know, it was just it was a difficult time because I wanted to play baseball. I was coming off of a rough year in 2019, and I felt like I had a cloud over my head that I wanted to lift and say, look, no, I know I'm a good player, and I know I'm a major league caliber player, but I was in Double-A in 19 and didn't perform very well. So I had a lot of time to work on my swing, work on my craft, and get better at what I was weak at. And, you know, I made a lot of improvements and was able to you know, ultimately make those adjustments during COVID. I went to the cage. I had my own junior hack attack machine that I would hit and hit and hit for hours and hours wherever I could find an outlet and a cage, and work on what I had to work on in order to become improve at my game and improve the way the game was moving with how people were pitching me and how pitching was evolving. So I was able to make those adjustments and come back strong for 2021.
2022, you finally got to the majors with the Cleveland Guardians. Actually, the Guardians had picked you up. You, as we said, signed with the White Sox, and then you went to the Guardians. Took a little while, took a few days after you up to get that first hit. Tell me if you can remember, what was it like in that first hit? What did that emotionally do to you?
Well, I mean, it's a culmination of all of the years, all of the people that have been in your life, all of the hard work over the years, just college, high school, minor leagues, you know, playing in the backyard with dad, you know, all the reps, all the time in the weight room. It's like the full culmination of everything that you worked for in your life kind of comes up to that moment where it's like, all right, I finally got my first hit in the major leagues, and it's something that's really special, something that no one can ever take away from you or doubt you on. This is what I did, and you know, it's a really great feeling, and so grateful to have that moment.
This game seems to be one where it's hard to settle in sometimes because you never know what's going to happen. You were with the Guardians, and then you were let go and picked up by the Washington Nationals, and that seems to have been a great move for you, but in this game where you just don't know from week to week or from year to year what it's going to be like, what does that do to your emotions, particularly with your family?
Yeah, well, your life is in God's hands, so you just kind of hold your palms open and surrender the future. You definitely don't know what, you're not guaranteed tomorrow in life, no matter what, but you're also not guaranteed to be with the same team or the same situation that you were yesterday in baseball. And so you just got to be fully trusting in God that, you know, he's got your back no matter what. And as long as you're holding on to him, he's going to hold on to you. And it might not necessarily be what you want either. But ultimately, his plan is what's going to be best for you. And if you can hold that deep down inside, then you have a little bit more peace about the transactions that happen or the trades or the DFAs or the, demotions or promotions and all that kind of stuff. So, and through the hits and through the slumps, you know, it's just the trust in God that he's going to take care of you. And then you just let it go and try to be present in each moment.
Alex Call is our guest with the Washington Nationals. Alex, as you go from organization to organization, you've been in three of them. Are all the organizations different? Do you have to make quite an adjustment when you come from Cleveland, for instance, to Washington? What are the adjustments?
They're not too big of adjustments. I mean, the guys that were in Cleveland and guys in Washington, they're all great guys. Coaching staffs are great. And, bottom line, everybody's a professional. They're going to go about their business. They're going to help you out when you need help. And, you're going to go about your business and kind of get a feel for all the other guys and how they go about their business. And then you kind of gel as a team. You work together. And, we all have a common goal of winning. So you get to, once you're around long enough, you understand the dynamics of the game. And you gel in with everybody else pretty quick.
You got a homer this year. You got a walk-off homer against the Cubs. Tell me about that moment.
Yeah, that was probably the favorite moment of my baseball career. Another culmination moment where it's like, this is crazy. This is something I've always dreamed about. I had never hit a walk-off home run at any level, throughout my career. And I've always wanted one. I've dreamed about it, thought about rounding the bases and all that good stuff. And to finally have it be realized, it was just a surreal moment that I tried to take in as much as I could and enjoy and celebrate with my teammates.
You came out of Ball State University. You're from is it Minnesota or Wisconsin? Or tell me a little bit about how you ended up from that area of the country to Ball State.
Yeah, so born and raised in River Falls, Wisconsin. Well, I guess I was born in Minnesota, raised in River Falls, Wisconsin. Loved playing sports growing up. Played football, basketball, and baseball all the way through high school. So I wasn't really heavily recruited, especially there's not a whole lot of D1 schools in that area besides Minnesota. Milwaukee's the only one in Wisconsin. So, Ball State was my only offer coming into college, and Coach Maloney was, you know, really straightforward with me and told me I had a chance to compete and a chance to play at the next level, which is what I wanted to hear. And that's all you can ask for, is an opportunity to come in and compete right away. So, you know, I chose Ball State, and it ended up being a really great opportunity for me. But yeah, just small town beginnings, working hard through that, and dreaming big.
2016 Player of the Year in the MAC. You did very well there. And Rich Maloney, the coach at Ball State, is a good friend of face-to-face and a good friend of ours, a man of faith. Tell me a little bit about what influence, how did he help you, not just in the way that you play, but how did he help you as a person?
Yeah, he's a maker of men. You know, he has is a great guy to play for, loves to win. And loves the Lord. So, you know, he cares about you as a player. We would have, you know, many talks, and he would always just encourage me to, you know, stay close to God and to continue to go for my dreams, because he really, really believed in me. And, you know, that's so important as a player, just to have somebody who believes in you and supports you like that. So, you know, can't say enough about Coach Maloney.
Baseball's a journey, but your Christian life is also a journey. Tell me when Jesus Christ became a significant part of your life.
Yeah, I grew up in a Christian home, so I'd always known about, you know, Jesus. I was saved probably, you know, 6 or 7 years old. But my faith kind of went from more of, I don't do this, for like, I don't drink or swear or whatever it is, to I actually, my life is meant to be an example, as close to Jesus as it could be. And be a disciple maker, instead of just the word disciple. Go make disciples seemed like a missionary thing for, and I was like, oh, that's what missionaries do. I'm just going to keep doing my own thing. But the Bible calls us all to be disciples makers, and so that's what I've kind of transformed my life into, having that be the focus, and not necessarily so much on just kind of doing my own thing, but trying to be a light to others in the clubhouse and wherever I'm at, and glorify God in that way.
Yeah, and it's worked for you off the field too. I know that you have done a number of things. In fact, I saw the Compassion International name come up in connection with you. Tell me a little bit about what you feel about Compassion International and how you've worked with them.
Yeah, I was in the Dominican last off season playing some baseball, and Compassion was down there. They were going through the program where they're able to help out and assist with women who are pregnant, and giving them health care services that they wouldn't be able to get otherwise. So it's just kind of cool to be able to see all the work that they're doing down there, along with taking care of children in poverty. So, you know, we've been sponsored with Compassion, and also just it was cool to get some feet on the ground there in the Dominican and see kind of what they're able to do and the impact that they're making in those communities.
When you get on a team like this, of course, except for the United States, I think most players, the heaviest group of players from a country probably comes out of the Dominican. Does being in the Dominican help you relate more to some of the guys on this team that are from the Dominican?
Yeah, it's definitely it's an eye-opening experience. You get to experience their culture and what the norm is in the locker room versus you've always known the English norm in the locker room here. So there's just a different dynamic of things, and you have an appreciation for the guys and what they've gone through, and it also just helps you, you know, when somebody does something that might be a little bit head scratching, you know, that you wouldn't necessarily do. Well, you understand, like, well, this isn't what they're necessarily used to, so you give them a little bit more grace with it, and you know, just like I was given grace when I was in the Dominican, maybe doing something stupid, but you know, it's all part of it, and it's great to have those relationships with the guys, and you know, just going down there and understanding, like, hey, I care about you guys. I came down here to learn a little bit about more your culture and become better at my Spanish as well, in order to a way to relate and connect with some of the Spanish-speaking players on our team, is another way that I've just been trying to build relationships with them.
Yeah, you're at the beginning of your career here, and hopefully it's a lengthy career. Do you see yourself somewhere along the line, or maybe even right now, as in many ways being a leader to guys that are coming up, or even some of the guys that are here?
Yeah, I want to do, especially for Christ, you know, at least, you know, I think as being a younger guy in the game, I guess I'm somewhat older for as when I made my debut, but as far as big league experience, still one of the younger guys. So I want to make sure I'm carrying myself in a professional manner and in a leadership role and letting the people, the way I go about my business and in my work, in my preparation, let that kind of tell the story and lead in that way. But definitely for Christ, with, you know, some of these guys coming up, just letting them know that, you know, it's okay to come to chapel. It's okay to talk about Jesus, do our Bible study, grow together. You know, it's a tough game. It's not always nice to have people in the game that you can build relationships with and do the game with, for sure.
And we got some mutual friends in the business, and they've told me that if baseball doesn't work out for you, you might have a second career as a singer. I know that you enjoy that. Tell me a little bit about what music means to you. Ted Barrett said you sang down in Dominican, and some other guys have said, have you ever done a national anthem? Did I hear that? Did you do a national anthem? Tell me about that.
Well, I don't know if I'm really that great of a singer. I definitely don't think that would be my career strategy, but I did sing the national anthem before senior day, I think it was, at Ball State, and when I was a freshman, and that senior class meant a lot, and they wanted me to sing it for some reason, and so I sang it, and it was a pretty special day. And then the Ted Barrett, you know, we had a retreat with UPI, and I ended up singing one of the lines when they asked one of the guys in the crowd to do it, and you know, it was just something that, you know, it was a song that was kind of special to me. I music is important as far as part of my routines, and I have certain playlists for different times of the day that help me prepare for the game, prepare for the day, and just kind of give you the right rhythm. So it's definitely a part of my life, but I don't know if it would be a career choice.
Tell me a little bit about what you do to prepare for a game. You have to essentially put everything aside. What do you do to get ready for, like, tonight's game against the Reds?
Yeah, well, you wake up, get breakfast, do your devotions, go through some visualization exercises, and, you know, prepare for the starting pitcher. You know, I'll watch him on my headset, and... you know, grab some lunch, come to the field, go through my routines, get my body prepared, go to the cage, take some swings in the cage, then we'll come out here and do ground balls. We'll take batting practice on the field. After that, we'll go get a snack, maybe hit off the machine a little bit before the game, and then put on my pregame music, get dressed, you know, do a couple more visualizations, and then go out and compete.
Alex, it's been great. Alex Call has been our guest. I don't want to wrap this up so you can get to your game, but let me know, and I'm maybe catching you off guard here a little bit, but do you have, like, a favorite verse? Do you have a verse in your life that means anything specifically to you?
Well, I write Matthew 5:16 on all my baseball cards. You know, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. I want that to just be the theme of my life where, you know, I want to let my light shine and let it shine for Christ and be an ambassador for the kingdom. So I write that on all my cards, and, you know, pray that every time I, you know, come in contact with someone, it's shedding a positive light for Christ.
Alex, thanks again for being a part of our face-to-face, and good luck in the future, and hope that your testimony continues to shine throughout not just this team but throughout the league. Thank you for being a part.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
All right, Alex Call has been our guest. We will take a break and be back. You're listening to Face-to-Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Hope you enjoyed our interview and our podcast with Alex Call. And Alex is a member of the Washington Nationals. There are a number of players throughout Major League Baseball who are believers. And, of course, unless you check in with Face to Face or some groups like us, you will probably not know who some of these players are. So what we want to do is to bring to you, through our podcast, we want to bring to you who these players are, and Alex is certainly one of those. We also want to leave you with a scripture verse, and our scripture verse for today comes from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16, and it says this: "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We really believe that you need to know about who these Christian ball players are because of the fact that there is so much, well, there's so much evil out there. The Satan roams around like a roaring lion, and we see so many things out there that go against Christianity, go against the belief in Jesus Christ and the gospel. And we want you to hear the testimony of players like Alex Call and others. So we hope that you'll come back and stay tuned to what we're doing here at Face to Face. Thanks again for being a part of Face to Face podcast today. And remember, as we always say, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Goodbye, everyone.